Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, July 25th, 2022. This morning I will talk about music as a divine image. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father God, we praise you with songs our whole life long. We serve you gladly and enter your presence with singing. We remember that you are God. You made us. We belong to you. We are your people, the sheep of one shepherd. We come to church with thanksgiving and trust your judgment. Your praise fills our hearts and we bless your name. For you are good and your love never fails us, even as we ourselves pass away. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Exodus 15:1, we read, Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. Why does Scripture's account of salvation history often sound like a music video? One reason is that music marks important transitions in the narrative of Scripture. Songs of praise accompany, for example, both the salvation of Israel from the Egyptians after the crossing of the Red Sea and their entrance into the Promised Land. Hannah's song marks the birth of the prophet Samuel. Songs also begin and end the New Testament. Music illuminates because it helps us unite our hearts and minds and uniquely expresses Christian joy. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once reportedly told his students, If you want to be a pastor, you have to sing Christmas carols. God has so sovereignly created and saved us, we respond in praise. Accordingly, our minds know that our debt is beyond repayment, and our hearts rejoice from the depths of our being. We are loved by the King of Kings, and we want to tell the whole world. Words alone are not enough. Holy songs bind our hearts and minds together. Choral music is special in particular because it binds our hearts and minds in unity seldom seen elsewhere. Music is also interesting as an image of God because it is non-visual, not limiting the divine image as a visual image might. This unity of heart and mind in music is so complete that it does not allow us to choose one over the other. Even instrumental music communicates complex forms and themes with deep emotion. Because all of us have songs that we have memorized, music is a form of meditation practiced by virtually everyone. We repeat and memorize holy songs that then define who we are, who we were, and who we will be. Holy music is a special gifting from God that draws our hearts and minds to Him. Care must be taken with music as an image of God because the image is necessarily incomplete, a sign that points to God, because the power implicit in the unity of heart and mind, and because some will remain content with the sign, not seeking further. Consider the problem of worship wars in our time. To understand your true theology, look at the hymns that you sing. If God is your object of worship, it should not matter. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.